Welcome. It is time for Farm Talk from the International Crop Expo in Grand Forks on yet another beautiful blue sky day. And in Grand Forks right now, I think Ben just told you it was 8 above. Yikes. With a sub-zero wind chill. And that's why they call it the ice show. But a grand gathering of everybody every year. And it's been a great 2 days here. So we're going to wrap up the next couple of hours. Off visiting with Dan Anderson from Crary. Good to see you, Dan.
Thanks.
Yeah, and you guys brought the Crary tile plow up here and
the ditcher.
Let's talk about the ditcher. ditcher is what's the horsepower needed to run this ditcher?
Our new Revolution ditcher. Basically, you can run it on anything over 200 horsepower.
Okay, all right. And is it? Of course, obviously, it's Crary, so it's got a little yellow paint on it.
It does.
So, which goes good behind Cat or yep. or John Deere or a Case.
Yeah, any color is fine with us.
Okay, all righty. Auto steer. Does that work with this ditcher?
Yes, auto steer and auto level both work.
All right. Mm-hmm. And so describe the electronics that are available for the GPS and all of the angle, all of these new software, like, say, from GK Technology that would maybe work with the ditcher.
Yes, with any of the control systems, basically with RTK system, you can run, mount all of your ditches and let the RTK or the GPS basically monitor and run the entire system.
And that's all there is to it.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So it takes all the hard work and thinking. And way back when, we had you run cranks. You had to turn around and run a crank to raise and lower or angle it. No more, huh?
No, let the hydraulics do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. What is the control system that, does Crary have a preferred control system?
No, we've worked with all of them and basically worked with a lot of the different RTK systems. But we do have systems that you can tie into those.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's the Revolution Ditcher.
Correct.
So PTO driven.
Yes.
And how do you protect the drive line?
There's a built-in clutch that props out at about 3 to 325 horse. So if you get a large object in there or you take too big of a bite for it to work through, it'll actually ratchet out. You can back up, clean it out, and you can start right back up again.
Okay, all right. Piece of cake.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of hydraulics are required? I know we talked about 300-plus horsepower or 200-plus horsepower, but what's the hydraulic requirements here?
Basically, if you're running the feed augers, are both at 25 gallons per minute per each, and then you can also run the machine itself only requires 15.
Okay, all right, excellent. And how far are we going to toss this dirt?
We've stepped it off, and basically you can throw it up to 165 feet.
Okay.
That's a single shot.
All right. Mm-hmm. And so it's going to spread it out nicely there, huh?
Yes, you can spread it. That's one of the nice things is that you can spread it out real nice across the field, come across with your tillage equipment, and go ahead and plant. You don't have to worry about anything else, saving you both time and money.
All right. Can you, like a snowblower, can we control where the dirt goes?
Yes, you can you can blow it out of both sides, both left and right.
Okay, very good. Now, this spring, everybody's very challenged. We've still got corn in the field. We've got snow in the field. This is perfect for getting the surface drainage that a guy would need, but are we going to be able to utilize it maybe before the soil gets totally dry?
Yes. Yes, you can. You've got to think of a little bit about what you're doing here and stuff. But if it's somewhat dry and somewhat mixed together, you'll be able to ditch with it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Doesn't care about mud, huh?
No.
All right. For surface drainage, how deep of a cut can you make?
The ditcher can go anywhere from 2 inches to 10 inches. If you can pull it through.
Okay.
Basically, it's a horsepower thing. If you run out of a tractor, obviously you can't. You're done.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But up to 10, even in some of the heavy soils, it can still take a 10-inch bite.
Huh? Yes. Yes, it can.
Super. Mm-hmm. All righty. How about the side slopes, the angle of the ditch down towards the bottom?
Yeah, you can control the side slope either with our control box or, like you said before, if you have a control system, a lot of them have an automatic side slope you can just click. and then let the GPS do that for you also.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Again, about how many passes does it take to make a good-looking ditch with your Revolution Ditcher?
Well, you get a 5-foot cut, flat bottom on it. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for, basically most of the time with the side slopes and everything else, you're usually looking at two to five passes.
Okay. Simple. All righty. Mm-hmm. And everything on the farm eventually wears out, or we need to replace a part.
Yes.
And are you guys good with the service and parts?
Yes, basically we're trying to keep service and parts all in stocked in Fargo at the warehouse. One of the nice things about the benefit about our machine is the wear parts they made all basically bolt-on replacements. So out in the field you can actually do it, or at the farmyard, without having to get a welder and a lot of technical work and that kind of stuff. It's basically just repair and replace.
Yeah, downtime is bad time.
Yes.
Yeah, and yes. Keeping it simple.
Right.
All right, auto level, is that another option there?
Yes. There is a built-in auto level system so that when you're going at an angle, you can just flip that and the tub will flatten out even though the wheels are sitting crooked.
Okay, mm-hmm. Super. Why is the gearbox and input shaft so much larger than some of the other surface drainage tools out there?
Yeah, basically our engineers took a look at when they were looking at doing a ditcher. One of the biggest problems with our competitors is the gearboxes go out. We've heard horror stories of six-month-old gearboxes getting replaced. So they went ahead and engineered and designed this thing with a straight drive line, number one, to save horsepower, number two, so it's less wear parts. So you basically have less movement, moving parts, and therefore less downtime.
All right. So in a gearbox, is it still like grease or fluid in there to keep it lubed up? Or?
Yes. Ours is a planetary gearbox that is both oil and air-cooled.
All right. Mm-hmm. And the drive line developed to withstand the ditcher. Describe that.
Basically what they did is they took the drive line first and designed the ditcher around the drive line instead of the other way around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, up here in the northeast corner of North Dakota, northwest Minnesota, where, and this is where you're based out of, right?
Yeah. Correct. Yep. Yeah. Yep. We're up in West Fargo.
It always seemed this is sometimes the last place farmers get in the spring, and we might have another late spring.
Yeah, there's a lot of snow out there.
So are farmers really, what are they asking you about here when they come up to your booth here during the last couple of days at the show?
They're asking some of the questions you asked. How can I control it? You know, what do I need to pull it with? You know, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. When would I be able to get in there to do it is probably the biggest question.
Sure.
Most of the ditching happens, if you have the opportunity early in spring or after the crop is off, and the wheat harvest goes and that kind of stuff, I think a lot of ditching gets done.
Sure, yeah, and that's kind of downtime in between the wheat harvest and the soybean before the soybean combine start up again.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Right. And we had some guys talk about preventative plant would be a good opportunity also.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Size of the impeller?
6.5 feet, and our impeller is all one piece.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It comes out of the foundry, one piece.
One big chunk, yep.
No welding on that. Excellent.
Nope.
And the RPM for the rotor?
195.
All right. Super. Feed auger is available.
Yes. Hydraulically driven feed augers, which is a good benefit in that you don't have another mechanical thing in there to wear out and wear. Right? And the other nice thing is our feet, we've run this ditcher without them, and it works. So if you have a problem or you have a breakdown, you could remove it and keep working.
All right. And let's see, 25 gallons per minute, no, 25 GPM, that's gallons per minute?
Yes.
All right, at 2,500 PSI,
mm-hmm.
and one remote per auger, feed augers.
Yes.
So that sounds like everything's just tuned up right there.
Yeah, it works works very well with today's modern tractors. A lot of them have that, and basically our engineer has stated that if they can run a planter with this tractor, you've got enough flow for this machine.
All right.
And we've noticed that in the field, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Describe the tires that are on this system.
Yeah, there's two different options of tires. Basically, we have a 15-inch, which is our standard, and then we call it what we have our flotation tire, which is a little over 21 inches wide for a little more flotation in the back as you're lifting the machine up in, say, wetter or soil and or softer soil conditions.
Okay. It is the Crary Revolution Ditcher. And how long has this unit been on the market?
This will be our third year.
All right. And I guess what kind of reviews are you getting? A lot of 5 stars online there?
Yeah, we've had very good luck with them. We've been able to run south of us down here and have had some very, very good success down there.
All right. Mm-hmm. Excellent. All right. Well, how do people get more info, maybe watch some videos on Crary's Revolution Ditcher?
Yeah, you can check with our check on our website and our YouTube. And otherwise, you can talk with, today I'm here with our dealer, Mark Hogan, the owner of Precision Field Drainage in Roseau, and you can visit with those guys also.
Okay, super. And again, just go to the website, I assume you have a YouTube channel too?
Correct, yep. Yeah. Yep, and our advertising gal has links to the YouTube from our website.
All right, excellent. All right, Dan Anderson, sales and dealer support for Crary, a West Fargo company.
Correct.
That, a lot of pride there.
Yes.
And, we get along good with all the guys. We, saw the Iowa crew at the National Farm Machinery Show last week, so good time, and we'll hang out with the guys at Commodity Classic next week, too. So.
Yep.
All right. Well, Dan, great to meet you. Thank you very much. And anything else you want guys to know about the Crary Revolution Ditcher?
If you have the opportunity, you're here at the show, please stop by and take a look at it.
All right. Thank you very much, Dan.
Thanks, Mick.
Have a good 2020.
Thanks. Bye now.
You bet.